Commissioner Acy and Commissioner Lytle are on the phone with the base being at the commission chambers. It sounds like we didn't have any public available to make comment, but the board did have a recommendation to us on the map.
Yes, we...
Yeah, the board's recommendation is that it's not, there's the further need for some corrections and additions.
Okay, and those aren't necessarily changes in zoning for an area, but getting the map to reflect correctly what is, what's occurring or what it is?
That's correct. Right now, as we have just identified a few areas that are not put in correctly.
Okay. So, with that in mind, as the public hearing goes, Randy, did you have any comments?
No, I'm just here available and listening and in agreement so far.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if we have to go into the specifics of those properties for the public hearing part of this as much as, I guess what I'm hoping is that with this public hearing, the map's been made available to people to make comment on. The public didn't do that other than through the board. And if this process allows for the public hearing to occur, any changes that we make may not precipitate another public hearing, but would go to consider back. So we've received the input. I don't know, we're not agendized to go into any kind of consideration.
No.
On it, so we received that input, and then the next time, so I would say it goes back to the board to do that improvement on the digital mapping of the planning or the zoning.
Back to areas. Planning and zoning board?
And then it would come back to the commission for consideration. And then we'll have to talk to Neil about whether we have to do another public hearing or not. I would guess this suffices for public hearings. But if we have to redo it and have another public hearing with after the changes are made, then we can. But that's the reason, Randy, I wanted to get back on the phone. I apologize for not being able to feel my phone when it went off at 6. But by reconvening or convening the public hearing, we have that information provided to us, and then we can send it back to the board to get it fixed. And then the board can provide it to us. I'm hopeful for consideration, discussion and consideration on one of our agendas when it's completed. Is there any comment to that?
So is the map, is Kim going to be working on the map? Is it
in conjunction with the planning and zoning group on the stuff that they've noticed that need changes to make marks on it.
And I've asked Jack and Randy, this is Chad Reed, I've asked the board to further review on their own. We are planning on a December meeting, so we'll hopefully have those identified, and we will I would like to make it so that we at least have all of our recommendations done by our ending of our meeting in the middle of December.
So maybe by the first part of January at the latest, we would have it in front of us on our agenda, depending on how all the calendars work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you okay with that, Randy?
Yeah, that's okay.
Any issues with having the board work with Kim on getting tightened up? But it'd be after their review, and they make the edit on paper, and then she could hopefully fix them.
Yep, that'd be good.
Okie doke. Well, with that in mind, shall we adjourn the public hearing and allow the planning and zoning to go back into their regular scheduled meeting? And thank you, Randy, very much for making yourself available. And I apologize for the confusion. on time.
Do I need to make a motion then to adjourn?
If you would.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Acey to adjourn, and all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Thank you to the board for your working with us. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's talk about that right there. Get rid of that.
The legend.